Milnut. That's nice.
WBBM Chicago.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now, here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. And once again, for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, it's a pleasure to be here because our guest is a good friend of ours from the industry of motion picture and television and music. His name is Fess Parker. You know him, of course, as the tall and handsome Texan who made quite a name for himself singing a song called Davy Crockett on Columbia. That was just one of the many facets and talents of this boy in the field of the fine arts that has made him a nationwide favorite with adults and kiddies alike. We're going to have the opportunity of presenting Fess in just a moment and listening to his new record right after we listen to a marching song by Art Mooney. The orchestra and the chorus, The Parade is Passing Me By.
Is passing me by. Nobody have I, no shoulder to cry on. Happy hearts pass by and review. Eternally true, with love to rely.
That's Art Mooney, the orchestra and the chorus, with The Parade is Passing Me By. Well, if you've looked up at the calendar today, you know, of course, or you know without even looking, that this is the 5th day of July. After a glorious 4th, I hope it was for you, we're right back to the workaday world now of the regular life that we lead. And I presume that will include for you, as it does for all of us, Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, because a more pleasurable treat doesn't exist anywhere. You take a look at that clean white pack, as we frequently do. Pull out one of those sticks and see what a swell invitation to pleasure that it is. And you know, it's a nice way to greet a friend, to serve them a stick of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, because they like it just as much as you. Now, right on the eve of another little vacation period of the next 2 days, I suppose a great many of you will be going back out in the automobiles again to the picnic grounds and to the pleasurable spots all over the country. The companion piece I hope that you always have with you, along with the wife and the kiddies and daddy, is Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. You make certain that you pick up a couple of packs or a carton today, Mother, when you shop for the other good victuals for eating over the weekend, and I know that you'll enjoy, as we always do, the delightful, tempting taste of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. It's wonderfully refreshing, never spoils your appetite, keeps your teeth nice and clean and attractive. So get some, won't you, for the family and for yourself, Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. You'll enjoy it. We all do. Well, we're pleased to welcome back, for I think his third or fourth appearance on our show, a gentleman who has been a great favorite of mine for a couple of reasons. First of all, because he is a gentleman, and a great one, and secondly, because he's a tremendous talent. His name is Fess Parker, and he does so many things, I don't know which one of the things to talk to him about. Fess, where do we start?
Well, Howard, thank you for the kind words. I think Old Yaller would be a good place to start.
You want to start there, and that's not even released yet, huh?
No, but it's a real humdinger.
Well, now, let me first, if the audience doesn't know, acquaint them with the fact that you are pretty much tied up with the Walt Disney Enterprises. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it was Walt that discovered you and gave you your great opportunity as Davy Crockett. And now you've made how many pictures?
Well, we've done six, Howard.
Six pictures.
Time has sort of gone by pretty fast.
Well, it certainly has. Well, now, not all of those six are released, however.
No, I think we have five...
released, and one more to come in the can. Now, your current picture is Light in the Forest.
Mm-hmm.
Your follow-up is going to be Old Yeller Fest. Is this going to be a big motion picture?
Yes, it is, Howard. It's an unusual story, and a fine cast. It has some new youngsters that are just terrific, and the big star of Old Yeller, of course, is going to be a big dog. I think you'll be much larger than Lassie and Rin Tin Tin.
Is that right? I didn't know that this was the background for the title. What sort of a dog is it?
Well, actually, he's a mongrel.
Mm-hmm.
Not any special type, but he's a big, lovable clown.
Mm-hmm.
And he steals a picture.
And steals it from you?
Oh, from everybody.
You'll have to practice your barking, I think, a little bit fast. We can't let that happen. Well, now, how do you and the dog work in this plot? What is the storyline?
Well, Howard, I play a father... a Texas rancher, and I leave my family. I have two boys. Dorothy McGuire is my wife. And while I'm gone, this dog comes on the place, and the boys take up with the dog, and then there's a series of wonderful animal sequences with the dog and the boys, and it has a rather sad ending.
Don't tell us.
I won't.
Where did you and Walt Disney find the dog?
Well, as a matter of fact, they looked and looked, and finally they found him in the pound, or I should say his trainer had found him in the pound. They couldn't find the right dog.
Mm-hmm.
And finally they ran across this man. And
is this just an exceptional dog? Was he easy to teach? Is that the idea?
Apparently so.
He seems to sense that he is now a motion picture star.
Oh, first class.
I know that Walt would never forgive me if we didn't plug his motion picture, which just opened in the city of Chicago yesterday, and I presume probably had its opening all over the country. Johnny Tremaine, this is the story of the Boston Tea Party as seen through a boy's eyes.
That's right.
Did you play any part in this? That is, I know that you were not in the cast, but in the production of the thing, Fest at all?
No, I didn't. But Mike Fink, or Jeff York, is a very fine friend, and this Hal Stallmeister is going to be a fine young star.
Is this picture, am I right in saying that it opened all over yesterday, or is it just Chicago that got a premiere?
All over.
All over the country. Mm-hmm. Now, what are Mr. Disney's plans as regards his motion picture endeavors? Are you close enough to the scene there to tell us some of the exciting plans for the future for kids and adults to love his stuff?
Well, Howard, some of the things I know about, he has a picture called Farewell to Valley Forge, which will be made next year. The one that we're starting, The Light in the Forest, this month, will be out next year. And then he has some new novels that will be made into pictures and a couple of new television series.
This man must have a tremendous capacity for work, doesn't he? That he can achieve so many things and keep it up for such a long time.
Well, Howard, day before yesterday, I was with Mr. Disney until about 11:30 p.m., and we were together bright and early the next morning, and I asked him if he rested well, and he said, yes, I did. I had a good night. And he said, I also read 204 pages of a manuscript that I had to read.
Hmm.
It's remarkable.
Maybe his day consists of 26 hours, do you suppose?
It must.
I think maybe it can. Fess, what about you personally now? Where is your future going to take you? It certainly is a bright and brilliant star on the horizon of show business. And I don't suppose you've even tapped all the resources that are at your command in the acting world. What sort of thing would you like to do? Now, you've been associated pretty much with the outdoor stuff, the big fellow roles. Do you have any desire to play the intimate bedroom scenes or the quiet, sophisticated comedies, the little dramas?
Howard, I'd like to do the sort of comedy that Henry Fonda and Ralph Bellamy used to do.
Yes.
A lot of. And someday, my first-class ambition is to do a Broadway musical.
You've got eyes for Broadway.
I'd sure like to try.
Of course, this is not exceptional. I mean, this is not unusual, I should say, because most of you people from Hollywood want to taste that live audience, don't you? You want to feel the applause and see them in front of you. Is this why you want to, do you suppose? Is it the contact with the live people in front of you?
Well, perhaps, Howard, the first thing I did was I was an extra in Mr. Roberts in the National Company from Chicago here, and I enjoyed working before a live audience, but when I see a musical like The Most Happy Fellow or My Fair Lady, I enjoy it so much that I'm sure that the players are having just as much fun up there on the stage. And
you see a transference and you can put yourself right up there. Well, then you don't mean straight dramatic parts. You mean probably musical comedy.
Yes, I'd like to do it.
Do you suppose Mr. Disney is interested in seeing you leave Hollywood for that long a time, Fess? I suppose he's going to keep you too busy and contented out there, isn't he?
I'd sure be interested in his opinion, Howard.
Well, maybe he can be the producer.
Yes, sir.
Let's listen to this new record that you've made for the Disneyland label, Fess. It's a cute one. As a matter of fact, it sounds a little bit like Zoo Parade, these two records, or two sides, because back to back, one tune is called Catch Me a Fish, and the other side, Gonna Find Me a Bluebird. So whether or not you like them with fins or with feathers, I'm sure that you'll have your pleasure in the next, or the new release by Fess Parker. Here it is. Fess Parker sings Catch Me a Fish.
Catch me fish, catch me fish, catch me fish. I used to work in the summertime, driving steel on the wall line. Catch me fish, catch me fish, catch me fish. I don't haul logs and I don't cut wood, just sit home like a good man should. Catch me fish, catch me fish, catch me fish. So set that net and drop that line. You gotta do your fishing when it's fishing time. And that fly swarming on the quiet bay, the loon cries crazy till the break of day. Catch me fish, catch me fish, catch me fish, catch me fish. Gotta tell that woman, go and catch me fish. An old chief told me some one day, I just sit home, never earn no pay. Catch me fish, catch me fish, catch me fish. My old dog's sleeping on the cabin floor, kids to feed and there may be more. Catch me fish, catch me fish, catch me fish. The white gull screaming in the morning air, my woman's braiding her long black hair. The ice house is empty and the smokehouse bare. A long winter's coming, but there's fish out there. Catch me fish, catch me fish, catch me fish. If that house catches fire and there ain't no water around, throw the kids right out the window. Let that big old shack burn down, 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 down. Catch me fish, catch me fish, catch me fish. But you want a woman, go and catch me fish.
That's a real cutie pie done by Fess Parker called Catch Me a Fish. The instrumentation is most interesting there, Fess. I showed my ignorance by saying, gee, that's great guitar work, and you said it's zither. Who dreamed up this arrangement for it?
Well, the fellow who wrote this tune, Howard, is Paul Mason Howard. He did Shrimp Boats and Yandy Dancer's Ball. And he plays a rather unusual instrument. It's a zither, but it has a piano keyboard. And it looks almost like a child's toy.
Well, this is not a manufactured item. He just made it for his own usage, huh?
Yes. He ran across it some years ago and learned to play it. And it really produces a remarkable effect.
It certainly does. Fess, I want to wish you the best of luck. It's always a great pleasure for me to entertain you here in the studios for Wrigley Sperm and Chewing Gum. Good luck to you on your motion picture that we'll be able to see this fall and early winter called Old Yeller, and on your production schedule for Light in the Forest. And thanks very much for being here.
Thank you, Howard.
Our guest today, Fess Parker, who you know, of course, is, and maybe you're getting tired of having people say it, Fess, but it's such, so much to your great credit that we like to say it, the original Davy Crockett. We'll be seeing you on Monday at the same time for Wrigley Sperm and Chewing Gum. I hope that you have a very pleasant weekend. You be careful whatever you do. And this is Howard Miller sending the ball back over to Joe Foss from Chicago.
You've just heard the Howard Miller Show, brought to you by Wrigley's Pyramid Gum. Join Howard on Monday on the CBS Radio Network.
WBBM-FM, Chicago.
Mark Hudson, Dana Winter, and Sidney Poitier.